patreon.com/thewalkoffpodcast. $4 a month gets you in there.
Baseball, Blue Jays, and more baseball. It's the walk-off with Scott Belford and Adam Mack.
This ball is crushed.
The Die Hard podcast for the casual fan.
And another one. My goodness.
Good morning, walk-off grounds crew. I've got a special little treat for you here on opening day eve. This is trivia night. If you're only looking for Blue Jays news, feel free to skip this episode. However, if you're up for a little fun, then stick around and play along as you listen. Just shout out your answers. Hopefully you got some AirPods in and your coworkers think you're crazy. So here's what's going to happen today. I'm going to explain how trivia night works. Then you're going to hear and play along with Moneyball trivia. And then followed immediately by basketball trivia. Then I'll wrap it up and tell you how maybe you can participate for real next month if you're interested. Okay, so this was recorded last night, March 28th. This is a Patreon exclusive, patreon.com/thewalkoffpodcast. If you do want to participate next month. Okay, so here's how it works. For all of our Patreon members that are interested, I host a Zoom video group chat, basically. We all remember Zoom from the pandemic. This is it. I host this room. I've got my mic. I've got my camera both on. Yours can be, but they don't have to be. I understand not everybody's comfortable with that, so that's totally fine. You can just lurk. No mic, no camera. It's all good. I run the trivia night through a website called TrivNow. TrivNow works great on your phone, your computer, whatever you prefer. As long as you have a device, you can participate. You don't need to download any apps or any programs, but you will need to create a profile and log in with an email address, of course. So I do try and give a few weeks' notice on what the movie will be, so you do have a chance to watch it to prepare. January, we did Major League, which was fun. Ian won a hat, nice fitted Blue Jays hat for that one. February was Moneyball, but we had scheduling conflicts, so that's why we did it last night with March's episode. March's trivia night was basketball, so we did both of those last night, Moneyball and basketball, back to back. Takes about 20 to 25 minutes, as you'll hear as you play along. I write all these questions myself. It is 30 multiple choice questions. You have A, B, C, or D to choose from. And then we have a timer of like 15 seconds to choose your answer. One thing worth noting, if you're listening to this, it's probably going to feel faster than 15 seconds, but just don't panic. That's just because once all the participants have submitted their answers, I just end the timer early and we move on to the next, because no point killing off the last 11 seconds if everybody's already got their answers in anyways. So scoring is super simple. It's 10 points for a correct answer and then a bonus 5 points for the first person to buzz in with their answer correctly. So it is, everybody submits their answers. It's not just a race like Jeopardy where first one to click and log in is the person that gets to answer. Everybody is playing along on their own devices, so you're answering for every question, regardless of how long it takes you. And then once all answers are in, we award points for correct answers. Then at the end of the show, we look around and tally up the scores. So that's basically it. Super simple. The way the rest of this episode is going to work, you're going to hear, basically, we're going to just jump in with question number one for Moneyball. I encourage you to play along. I'm going to read the question. Then I read all four answers. Just do your best. Try and guess. Have fun with it. Once all the answers from everybody who was in last night get submitted, then I do reveal the correct answer. So you'll have like 10 seconds if you're listening right now. To think about your answer before I do reveal what the correct answer was. So you will hear a couple other voices in the recording. That is just from the the participants, I guess, of last night's trivia night. So we just recorded the audio from trivia night, and yeah, here it is. So let me know what you think. I'll jump back on at the end of this episode, and we'll just summarize once again how you can participate at the end of April. So the last Tuesday of April, you're going to get another trivia night. So if you are interested, there's hats we give away. There's coffee mugs we give away. A lot of cool stuff. We are also keeping a running tally all season long. So every single episode, whoever wins that episode gets a prize. But the sooner you join in, the better shot you're going to have at the year-end trivia prize, which is going to be, I think, like a Blue Jays jersey. So anyways, we'll get that sorted out. Yeah, opening day is tomorrow. I can't wait. In the meantime, enjoy trivia night, and we'll talk to you later. Go Jays, go. Let's start Moneyball trivia. Okay, so question number one. What player's name is spoken first in this movie? Johnny Damon, Jason Giambi, Jeremy Giambi, Scott Hatterberg. We have a 17-second timer, but once all three answers are in and submitted, we'll just end the question and move on. So all three are in. Looks like Wyatt is correct and was the only one that got that one. Johnny Damon being the correct answer. Okay, reminder, it is 10 points per correct answer and a 5-point bonus if you answer correct the first. Let's move on to the next question. Scott Hatterberg was played by which actor? Chris Pratt, Chris Pine, Chris Nolan, or Crispin Glover? All right, three quick responses. Everybody guessed that one correctly. Chris Pratt played Scott Hatterberg. Can anybody tell me what movie Crispin Glover was in?
Back to the Future.
Hey, there you go. All right, very good. So, Ian, quickest response there. 5 points bonus for you. Let's go on to the next one. Question number three. Chris Pratt's... This is terrible grammar, and I'm the one that typed these out. Chris Pratt filmed Moneyball while filming what sitcom? The Office, Community, Parks and Rec, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. All right, two correct answers here. Parks and Rec
was
the money answer.
I got a touchscreen computer, so my fat fingers pressed the wrong one.
Hey, at least you're hitting the submit button this time.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's on a computer this time, not my phone.
All right. Question number four. When Billy Bean says, "When your enemy is making mistakes, don't interrupt them," it is a quote famously attributed to which historic figure? Rasputin, Churchill, Lincoln, or Napoleon? Right, Coach Keith on the board with Napoleon being the correct answer there. So, very well done. Next question, number five. Which comedian was originally cast to play Jonah Hill's Peter Brand? So not Jonah Hill. Who was cast to play that role before Jonah Hill? The options are Jerry D, Dimitri Martin, Tom Segura, or Rob McElhenney. All right, that was a tough question. Nobody got it right. I was surprised when I learned as well, Dimitri Martin.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Fair enough. Jerry D, Jamie famous Canadian comedian. And Rob McElhenney is from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, as well as what's that soccer show that he does with Ryan Reynolds on Apple TV? They bought that English soccer team. Welcome to Wrexham or something.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
All right, moving on. Question number six. What is the nickname of the Oakland Athletics baseball stadium? Wrigley, Fenway, the Bean Can, or the Coliseum? All right, quick answers there. 3 for 3, the Coliseum being correct. Good job, fellas. Next question, number 7. This was the first baseball movie to be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars since what movie? Bull Durham, Hardball, Field of Dreams, Angels in the Outfield. All right, 3 for 3, you're all correct. Field of Dreams, the right answer there. Little known fact, Hardball, the last movie I cried watching.
That was a good one.
That's Keanu one, right?
Yeah, poor G-Baby.
I saw, at spring training, I saw a guy with a G-Baby jersey.
Really?
Yeah, that's, it was pretty cool. Cute.
All right, question number 8. When Moneyball debuted in theaters in 2011, Ron Washington was manager for which team in the World Series in real life? Kansas City Royals, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Boston Red Sox, or the Texas Rangers? All right, 3 for 3. Everybody guessed correctly. The Texas Rangers. Question number 9. Why do Billy Bean and Peter Brand like David Justice? Is it because he's cheap? Is it for his veteran presence, his elite defense, or because he gets on base a lot? All right, 3 for 3 again. Because he gets on base a lot. Okay, question number 10, and then we'll take a quick break. Look at this leaderboards. This is for anybody paying attention to the podcast recently. This is a bonus question. How tall is current Astros second baseman David Hensley? Is he 5'6", 5'9", 6'6", or 6'9"? Scott and I talked about this about a week ago on the podcast. And you fellas were all either tuned in, taking notes, or just good guessers, but everybody got it right. 6'6". All right. Well, at the 10-minute mark, or the 10-question mark here, let's have a quick look at the leaderboard. Ooh, this is a close one today. Ian and Wyatt both with 90 points, and Coach Keith right in at 85 points. So it's up for grabs. It's anybody's game.
See, that's why he didn't say anything last week.
That's tight, yeah.
Yeah. Last month, yeah. When everybody's hitting submit, all of a sudden it's a lot closer game. All right. Question number 11. Actually, before we get on there, everybody's got the format down. Things are going smooth. We're good?
Yep.
Am I going too fast, going too slow?
Is it just mine, the internet, that's not? Is everybody else nice and smooth?
Yeah.
Everybody else is smooth. It's just mine's joggy sometimes. I didn't know if it was so it's just me.
Just your audio and video is so good a little bit too. So yeah.
Back to the quizzes then. Question number 11. This is a deep cut. We used to do movie reviews. Haven't done one in a while. The Trivia Nights have kind of replaced that. But Moneyball was one of the movies that we did a baseball movie review on last summer, which friend of the show joined us for the Moneyball movie review. Was it Craig Ballard, Garth Eorgi, Baseball Jen, or Hey Commie? It was Hey Commie. I'm a self-proclaimed biggest Moneyball fan in the world. All right, question number 12. What song does Billy Bean's daughter sing/play in the middle of the guitar shop? Does she sing/play Bubbly by Colby Calais, Ironic by Alanis Morissette, Torn by Natalie Imbruglia, or The Show by Lenka? All right, all answers are submitted. The correct answer is The Show by Lenka. A little bit of time traveling with that song. Is it came out in 2008, and the movie takes place in 2002, so what the heck, guys, what the heck? All right, question number 13. Billy Bean, in real life, was drafted by which Major League Baseball team? The Oakland A's, the LA Dodgers, the New York Mets, or the Boston Red Sox? Quick answers across the board. Everybody's right. The New York Mets. Very well done, fellas. Very well done. All right. Question number 14. Why did Mark Shapiro dismiss Peter Brand's recommendation of Kevin Youkilis? Because he had an ugly girlfriend? Because he walks too much? Because he has a stupid mustache? Or because he waddles like a duck? Waddles like a duck. 3 for 3. Quick answers there. Okay, everybody got that one. Next question, number 15. Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill also co-starred together in what movie? Along Came Polly, Megamind, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, or 21 Jump Street?
Good movie.
All four of those are good movies, actually. And Megamind is the correct answer. Mm. Only Ian got that one.
It was a guess. I had no clue.
Well, 21 Jump Street was a good movie.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 16. Before the season opener, why does Billy Bean ask Peter Brand to text him the play-by-play? Is it because he's dying for a hot dog? Because he's got a poop, because his daughter's in the hospital, or because he doesn't watch the games? All right, 3 for 3. Everybody guessed correctly. It's because he doesn't like to watch the games. Next question, number 17. This actor plays the A's manager, Art Howe. Is it Philip Seymour Hoffman, Jack Black, Giovanni Ribisi, or Paul Giamatti? Three for three across the board again. Philip Seymour Hoffman plays Art Howe. Okay, question number 18. How come soda costs $1 in the clubhouse? Is it because Billy Bean wants to discourage drinking it? Because he wants them drinking Gatorade instead? Because he's trying to deter theft? Or because he likes to keep the money on the field? Three quick answers again. Three correct answers. Very well done. He likes to keep the money on the field. All right, question number 19. This movie takes place in 2002. Who won the AL MVP that season? A-Rod, Jason Giambi, Miguel Tejada, or Alfonso Soriano? Two guesses for A-Rod. The correct answer, however, Miguel Tejada of the Oakland A's.
I figured as much.
Question number 20. This movie takes place in 2002. Who won the AL Cy Young that season? Roger Clemens, Pedro Martinez, Roy Halladay, or Barry Zito? right, all guesses are in. Correct answer, Barry Zito, also of the Oakland A's. Guess what? This movie takes place in 2002. This former Blue Jays closer won Relief Man of the Year for the A's that season. Was it Billy Koch, Gustavo Chacin, Kelvin Escobar, or BJ Ryan? All right, 3 for 3. Very quick answers. Everybody got it. Billy Koch was the Relief Man of the Year for the A's that season. Okay, we're 21 questions in. We got 10 remaining. Let's take another quick look at the leaderboard. Ian is in first place with 210 points. Wyatt is in second place with 190. And Keith is in third place with 180. So still very much anybody's game.
I can hear when Ian clicks on the mouse, so I know when I get the 15 points.
That's quick.
All right, question number 22. Chris Pratt didn't get the part initially because of he was too short, he was too fat, he looked awkward swinging a bat, or scheduling conflicts with Parks and Rec. Correct answer. He was too fat. Wyatt, the only one that got that one.
He actually got in shape for this movie before Guardians of the Galaxy. Everybody thinks he got in shape for Guardians of the Galaxy, but it was this movie he got in shape for.
This is true. Also, I remember he was. It was in the middle of filming a season of Parks and Rec too. So if you go back and you watch, his weight really like fluctuates from episode to episode that season. So. Cool. All right, question number 23. Moneyball cost $50 million to produce. The team that it was based on had a 2002 payroll of how many dollars? $50 million as well, $51 million, $39 million, or $69 million? Nice. All right, too easy. Everybody got that one. $39 million.
A lot more than this year.
Question number 24. How did Billy Beane force Art Howe to play Hatterberg at first base? Was it with blackmail photos, threatening to fire him, a physical altercation after a loss, or by trading away all other options at first base? Trading away all other options at first base. Everybody got that one. Question number 25. Remember, we have 31 this trivia night. The film begins with the A's losing the 2001 American League Divisional Series game. Which team? Toronto Blue Jays, Boston Red Sox, the New York Yankees, or the Texas Rangers? All right, all answers are in. Correct answer, New York Yankees. Next question, number 26. In 2001, the New York Yankees team payroll was how much money? $69 million. Nice. $169 million. $114 million or $214 million? Nobody got that one.
Oh, shit. New York.
New York Yankees, 2001. That's 22 years ago. Was $114 million. Still a lot of money back then. Boy, have payrolls gone up in the last 20 years. Okay, question number 27. Jonah Hill's Peter Brand character went to school where to study economics? Cornell, Harvard, Yale or MIT? Here we go. All answers are in. Everybody guessed correctly. The answer is Yale. Yale to study economics. Question number 28. What does Billy Bean hate losing even more than? Is it leg day? His ex-wife? More than he hates to win? Or more than he wants to win? Or rain delays? All right, all answers in. Billy Bean hates losing more than he wants to win. Three questions left. Again, this is a deep cut to our movie reviews. If you haven't seen them, we did a recast the remake segment where we took most of the lead roles, and then we recast it today with actors from today. So in our recast the remake for Moneyball, who did Scott cast for Ron Washington? Was it Don Cheadle, Donald Glover, Dave Chappelle, or the pirate from Captain Phillips? That was a tough question. Correct answer, Dave Chappelle, he chose. Don Cheadle was Hey Commie's recommendation. The pirate from Captain Phillips was my recommendation. And Donald Glover is just a good choice always. Right, two questions left. Who eliminated the A's at the end of the 2002 season? So this is the end of the movie. Was it the New York Yankees, the Texas Rangers, the Chicago White Sox, or the Minnesota Twins? All answers are in. Correct answer, Minnesota Twins, believe it or not. All right, final question, Moneyball Trivia Night. Which MLB team offers Billy Bean a job following that 2002 season? The Chicago Cubs, the LA Dodgers, the Boston Red Sox, or the New York Yankees? All answers are in. Correct answer, New York Yankees. Let's have a look at the leaderboard.
It was the Boston Red Sox, wasn't it?
Yeah, Boston Red Sox.
What did I say?
Yeah, Yankees.
Oh, yeah, I know it was Boston Red Sox. Everybody got it right. I don't know what my brain was thinking. You all got the points, I promise. It was the Boston Red Sox. You're correct. Had the meeting at Fenway, yes. I don't know why I said Yankees. All right, let's check the leaderboard. Wyatt came back in the home stretch there. 300 points, first place. Ian, strong showing, 265, and Coach Keith, 235 as well.
If I would have lost because of the New York Yankees payroll question, I was going to be so mad because I misheard the question. I knew that answer.
It would be the Yankees that got you.
Yeah, the damn Yankees. I would have sent you a Yankees hat just to tease. Okay, let me just take a save of that. Okay, we're going to take a... not really an intermission, but I am going to close this down. We do have a new event. So the Zoom will stay up, but we're going to have to join a new Triv Now room. So it's going to be a different four-digit code at the end.
Did you do that in the link in the
Yeah, I'll chat? I'll send a new link in the Zoom chat so you can just click on that.
Okay, again. So we can close this other trivia now.
Okay, so congratulations, Wyatt. I'll send you a DM after the show, and we can talk which coffee mug you want. And 300 points added to your season total. Ian, 265 added to your season total. And Keith, 235 added to your season total. So let's pivot now from Moneyball.
Basketball.
Yeah. I noticed this week on your episode today that you guys say pivot a lot.
I know. It's a crutch. Here, do you want to know why we do it, though?
Sure. Because of friends?
We do pivot because not because of friends. We're trying to have some sort of a indication that we're moving on to the next topic. So because when I'm clipping things for the clips channel or the main channel, it's just easier if I know and we have like a 2 or 3 second dead spot where I can interrupt the recording, clip it, because I clip it in real time, which just saves me hours of work rather than having to guess when Scott's going to just stop talking and immediately start onto the next topic, right? Because if he just all of a sudden is talking on the next topic and I wasn't ready for that, then I'm hitting the clip button, but now the first sentence is cut in half of the next topic. So that's why we do that.
I drive to work in the morning and I listen and I'm like, all I get in my head is Ross and Chandler moving the couch. Pivot!
Fair enough. Pivot! Question number one. Which New York Yankee were Coop and Reamer cheering for in the opening scene? Derek Jeter, Don Mattingly, Babe Ruth, or Reggie Jackson? Correct answer, Reggie Jackson. Question number two. What is the National Basketball League team that Coop and Reamer create and play for? The Portland Plumbers, the Houston Homewreckers, the Milwaukee Beers, or the Wisconsin Whiskeys? All right, all three questions in and answered correctly. Milwaukee Beers. Next question, number three. Coop tells Reamer they are good at basketball as long as what? As long as they are playing white kids, as long as the net is low enough, as long as they don't have to run or jump or dribble, or as long as it's a video game. All right, correct answer. As long as they don't have to run or jump or dribble.
I'm totally guessing on all these.
It's all right. All right. In the first game of basketball, this is played in the backyard at Brittany's house at the party there. Where is a home run hit from? Is it from the top of the key? From, quote, back here? From behind the meatballs? Or from Brittany's bush at the edge of the driveway? Couple guesses for Brittany's bush. Correct answer, behind the meatballs. Brittany's bush made up by me. So glad I found a couple of you. I really had fun writing these questions tonight, guys. So I hope you have fun clicking on them. Question number five. What was the first ever psych out? Pulling down pants, spitting beer, spitting watermelon seeds, or flash photography? No. Correct answer, spitting beer. All four of those were psych outs at some point in the movie, but spitting beer was the very first. Question number six. What did the original basketball ball say on it? Spalding, Lazy Boy, Rawlings, or Nike? Correct answer, Lazy Boy. Coop cut up the chair to make the original basketball. Sorry. All right, next question, number seven. Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the title characters, are better known for creating what? The Simpsons, Adventure Time, King of the Hill, or South Park? correct answer, South Park. They are the creators of South Park. All right. What was the name of the, sorry, what was the team name of Coop, Reamer, and Squeak's team before the league became a professional league? Were they the Skins, the Shirts, the Solids, or the Stripes? Correct answer, they were the Shirts, and they played the Skins in the championship game. Question number 9. Which real-life sports commentator appears as himself in basketball and provides commentary during the games? Bob Costas, Buck Martinez, Joe Buck, or Jim Nantz? Correct answer, Bob Costas. All right, question number 10. What is the name of the championship in the National Basketball League? Is it the Basketball Grand Prix, the World Beeries, the Denslow Cup, or the Lazy Boy Invitational? Correct answer, the Denslow Cup. Let's have a quick look at the leaderboard. This is I don't think Keith has watched basketball recently. We've got Ian and we've got an Ian and Wyatt race here. Wyatt with 110, Ian with 100, and Coach Keith with 20 points.
You guys want to go have a break?
All right.
Some awesome ones, Keith.
20 questions to go. Question number 11. After the amateur championship, there was a 5-year time jump in the movie. Which ska band was playing during the championship of that game? Was it the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, Real Big Fish, Less Than Jake, or Goldfinger? Correct answer, Real Big Fish. They were playing the song Beer, because of course they were. All right, next question, number 12. What is Reamer's nickname? Is it Air Reamer, Sir Swish, Ream Job, or the Mister of Misses? All right, correct answer, Sir Swish. The other three I came up with and are all better, I think. Ream Job is my personal favorite. But Sir Swish is the correct answer. All right, question number 13. How does Beer's owner, Teddy Denslow, die? Was he accidentally poisoned? Does he love his wife too hard, if you know what I mean? Does he choke on a hot dog, or was he suffocated by a dancer? Correct answer, chokes on a hot dog. Loves his wife too hard. That's one of my favorite made up answers.
That's the one I thought it was. Had to have been that one.
Oh, CPR with the hot dog going in and out of the mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's an iconic scene. All right, question number 14. When Coop and Reamer visit Joey at the hospital, Reamer brings Jenna a decaf mocha and what else? Does he bring her grandma's oatmeal raisin cookies, homemade vanilla sprinkle cupcakes, fresh baked poppy seed muffins, or cinnamon raisin bagels from the lobby?
I like cinnamon raisin bagels.
Tough night for Keith. Correct answer, fresh baked poppy seed muffins. Baked them himself, he claims. Girls love guys that can cook. All right, question number 15. What tool did we see Coop using to make the lazy boy ball? Was it needle nose pliers? Was it tin snips? Was it a blowtorch or a hot glue gun? Correct answer, blowtorch. I believe you had the welding goggles on and everything.
I swear I'm pressing submit, guys.
Nothing like a blowtorch on leather to be an effective tool. All right, question number 16. While fulfilling Joey's sick kid's wish, he gets drunk drinking tequila with the boys, watching what at the bar? Red Bull crashed ice, Fail Army clips, Jerry Springer, or live dancers? Correct answer, Jerry Springer. All right, question number 17. Coop is upset to find those assholes taped over the Yankee games with what TV show? Roadkill caught on tape, Fat Guys in roller skates, Cops Tijuana, or Smell My Finger After Dark? Correct answer, Roadkill caught on tape. If I didn't know better, I would say Wyatt and Ian watched basketball this morning.
I have watched both Moneyball and basketball 100 times.
It's probably been at least 5 years for me, but yeah, a lot of times.
Fair. I don't think I've seen it.
It's so good.
I watched it yesterday for probably the first time in, like, I bet you 10 or 15 years, but I watched it a bunch when it came out. I'd kind of forgotten about it until this, but. All right, question number 18. What does Baxter Kane, that is the owner of the rival franchise, so what does Baxter Kane tell Reamer is, quote, the prize in the whole collection of his sports memorabilia museum? Was it Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's goggles? Was it an autographed Ty Cobb bat? Kurt Schilling's bloody sock? Or Babe Ruth's jockstrap? Correct answer is autographed Ty Cobb bat. Of course, he tells Reamer that about 5 seconds after Reamer just threw it into the fireplace on accident.
Oh my God.
That's bad. All right. Question number 19. This actor was originally offered the role of Cooper. Was it Matthew McConaughey, Woody Harrelson, Chris Farley, or Jeff Daniels? Correct answer, Chris Farley. A couple of votes for Woody Harrelson, but Chris Farley the correct. All right, question number 20. How long is the National Basketball League postseason? Is it 7 or more games, 7 or more weeks, 7 or more days, or 7 or more months? Correct answer, 7 or more months. I believe in the final championship, it was a 9-month postseason, the way it worked out. Okay, leaderboard stands as such. Wyatt with 255, Ian with 175, Coach Keith hasn't seen basketball, but he has 20 points anyways. So a very impressive 20 points.
Having never seen baseball. Why isn't it adding my score? I don't get it.
All right. 10 more questions here. Number 21. If necessary, what is the final tiebreaker in determining the Denslow Cup champion? Is it a one-man, three-legged race? A four-man hammer toss relay? A two-man sack race? Or sudden death strip poker?
My goal is 40.
These are ones that are in.
All options, were they not?
Yeah, correct answer. Two-man sack race held on consecutive Sundays until a champion is crowned. All right. Question number 22. The word dude is used how many times in the famous dude argument between Coop and Reamer? Is it 8 times, 11 times, 21 times, or 98 times that they go back and forth saying dude? Correct answer, 21 times in that scene they go back and forth saying dude. 98 is the number of times dude is said in the entire movie, by the way.
10 more and I reach my goal.
Question number 23. This is one of two David Zucker films in which Reggie Jackson appears in. He also appears in which movie? The Naked Gun, Airplane, High School High, or Scary Movie 4?
I have a new goal, 60.
Correct answer. All three of you got this. The Naked Gun. There you go. Question number 24. Which crime-based TV series covered Joe Cooper towards the end of this movie? To Catch a Predator, America's Most Wanted, Unsolved Mysteries, or Cops? Correct answer, Unsolved Mysteries. Joe Cooper disappeared and was, I believe, investigating the Beers clothing line and getting all the kinks sorted out there. So there you go. Question number 25. Which of the Beers shoot left-handed? Got to be paying really close attention for this one. Is it Squeak? Is it Reamer? Is it Coop or is it a trick question? And they're all righties. Correct answer. Coop is a lefty. Shoots left-handed. All right. Question number 26. Coop and Reamer both use Steve Perry as a psych out. Who is Steve Perry? Is he the drummer of Def Leppard? Is he better known as the Crocodile Hunter? Is he the actor who played Chandler on Friends? Or is he the lead singer of the band Journey? Steve Perry. All right, all answers are in. Correct answer. Lead singer of Journey. Steve Perry. Question number 27. What is the only restriction mentioned for a legal psych out in this movie? So what is the only mentioned restriction for legal psych outs? Is it no physical contact? Is it nothing racist, nothing homophobic, or there are no restrictions on psychouts. Correct answer, nothing homophobic. That comes up, I believe, with a match against the San Francisco Fairies.
Does Haas speak San Franciscan, right?
Yeah.
Question number 28. Which of young Joey's organs is causing his life-threatening condition? Is it the kidneys, the liver, the brain, or his heart? Correct answer, his liver causing the life-threatening condition. All right, we got two questions to go. Question number 29. Who did the Bears defeat to win the Denslow Cup at the end of the movie? Was it the Reno Aliens, the aforementioned San Francisco Fairies, the Dallas Felons, or the LA Riots? Correct answer, the Dallas Felons. All right, final question of the day. Number 30. What was the final score to win the Denslow Cup at the end of the movie? Was it 10-0, 22-11, 6-9, nice, or 17-16? All right, all answers in. Correct answer, 17-16. Yes, that's right. It was a walk-off victory at the Denslow Cup. All right, let's check the scoreboard. Winner is Wyatt with a 370. That is a big score from Wyatt. A 280 from Ian and a 50 from Keith. So, Keith, you got 50 points today. That's good. You didn't see the movie. You still got 50.
I came short of my goal.
Well, no, your goal was 40, and then you got 40, and then you changed it. You pushed the goalpost. So that's true, not being fair to yourself.
That's true.
All right. Fellas, I had a fun time tonight. We'll do it at the end of April, last Tuesday of the month. Wyatt, you have two coffee mugs coming your way. So I'm going to save on shipping. So I win. Tonight I win. Okay. All right. Thank you to all you guys for spending the last 2 hours with me. I had fun. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the night too. And we'll do it again sometime. Okay. That was trivia night. Double dose because of the scheduling conflict in February. But that was it. Congratulations to Wyatt, who had a really good outing and actually won both of them. So Wyatt, you've got a couple of coffee mugs coming your way. Very exciting stuff. To everybody who did listen to this trivia night, if you had fun with it and you thought this was a good idea, I'm glad. Patreon.com/thewalkoffpodcast, $4 a month, and you're eligible to play along for real with our trivia nights. So it's a lot of fun. We don't have a movie yet picked out for April's trivia night, but there's going to be a poll going up on the Patreon. People can vote on what it'll be. It will be a baseball themed movie, but hopefully after listening to one, the idea sounds a little bit more enjoyable to you and you're intrigued and want to participate, because the more people we can get playing along, the funner this will be. So, all right. Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. And I'll be back with Scott tomorrow for opening day. Okay, cheers. Bye, Dad.
Thanks for listening to the Walk Off Podcast with Scott Belford and Adam Mack, with a new episode every Friday.
Oh! Oscar with a drive. Cheese and crackers. Chose to pitch to him. Wrong move.
Thanks for listening.